Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Hello and good evening. It's Shelly Nunchuck from the Shelly Nunchuck Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My show is about dreams, love, life, inspiration. And every time I have a guest on, it's such a wonderful feeling. And especially it's when people that I know, and it's just an exciting show for me. Because I get to do when I get to talk and talk and talk. And what better thing to do than to talk for me? But anyway, mostly everyone knows, you know, I mostly talk about Jackie Chan. If I have nothing else better to talk about. Well, tonight, I will be bringing a guest on the show that I actually had personally worked with in some dinner theater shows. So I'm looking to see that she is actually going to be calling in a few minutes. And we actually did, like I said, a dinner theater show together called The Collider Bing, and we were bridesmaids in the show, and we had a hell of a time doing the show. So she should be calling in momentarily, and I'll bring her on. And like I always say, if you have a dream, just remember to go for it. You're as good as anybody else. So I'm having difficulties popping up the chat room, but you can go there. And actually, you can Google Blog Talk Radio, Shelly Nunchuck Show, and you can actually pop up there. So I'm not so sure why the chat is not opening up. I do apologize. It's some technical difficulties. And for some reason, it's just not popping up the chat. So, sorry, my peeps out there. For some reason, it's not functioning properly. So, hopefully, I can try to bring up the chat window, which I'm trying to do. It just will not pop up. So, I promise I will, for some peeps out there that actually listen to the show through chat, I will get that. Like I said, I will try to repost it later. For some reason, the chat is not popping up. So I apologize about that. So I'm going to try to open up another window, try to open up the chat window, very strange. I'm having these technical difficulties trying to pop up the chat window for the show. So let's try to get this going. Of course, I still can bring my guests on. I'm just trying to do a couple things at once. I actually got the chat open on my Facebook page, so anybody on Facebook want to say hi, you feel free to actually, you know, talk with me. I'll be talking on the show and video chat, but let's see if I can actually bring the video chat room on the Blog Talk Radio. See if I can actually open this up. Okay. I'm having a little bit of difficulty, so I'm trying to bring it up and it's not coming up for some reason. So I'm just going to have to bring the guest on. Maybe I can actually give her a call. Yep, I'm sorry, people. There's a little bit of difficulties pulling up even the guest on the show tonight. And I think this is my special guest. Let's see. And it seems like it's not coming up. I'm not so sure why. Becky, if you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Oh, good. I don't know why.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, finally.
Oh, good.
I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties that I can't pop the chat window up for people to let tune in that way, so I'll just have to repost it. So I apologize. I try to bring you on. I'm like, maybe I'm going to have to try to call you.
Yeah, no, well, thank you so much for having me on your show, Shelley.
Well, thank you. I'm feeling to have you back on the show. And long time, no talk, girl.
I know. It's so good to talk to you. I haven't seen you in a bit.
Yeah. Everybody's been, ever since the show and everything, and all of us first getting into acting, everybody's been doing lots of great things. And, you know, sometimes I do miss the show somewhat because it's people like you I actually do miss, because it was like the time of our lives, doing a show.
I know.
Yeah.
I was trying to think back to, like, when we started Cloud of Bing. What was it, like 2007?
I think it was something like that, because it was when Antonio and Scott and Rocco, where I had worked with them, the Joey and Maria's, and they started another show, and they auditioned for that, and I became an original cast member.
Yeah.
And I try to remember how I just got casted for it, auditioned, got cast for it, and we all got to, like, kind of create a character for the show, and it was fun, and you know,
and I came from Joey and Maria's too, but I don't think we worked together at Joey and Maria's, and then we did Cloud of Bing together for what, 2 or 3 years, right?
Yeah, we did it for a while. And were you there when we did it on the boat? Were you at that show?
Yep, the Spirit of Boston. That was a blast. You know, we did Anthony's in Malden, and we did the South Boston venue, and then
in
we did
Kowloon.
The Spirit of Boston in Kowloon's. Yeah. We played. Yeah, that was awesome. Such good times.
Do you remember Sean? I still have contact with him on Facebook. Do you remember Sean? He played the good drunk Vicky. He would be my boyfriend sometimes. And I don't know, were you at the show when he almost got arrested?
No, I remember there was an arrest that happened in the show as part of the show, but you're talking about an actual arrest?
Yes, because
I remember him. Yeah. What happened?
Well, he played such a good drunk, and remember, we had to stay in character no matter what we did. If people were smoking for their smoke break, they would go out and they'd have to stay in character. If they went to the bathroom, they'd have to stay in character, and I guess he played it really well. He was outside in Kowloon in the big parking lot, and what he did, he was going around pretending to open up doors and cars and everything like that, and the cop wanted to, like, take him in, and they're like, they're trying to tell him, and he was like, oh, this is just acting. That's not real. He's trying to stay in character. And he was like, you know, people don't understand that. He's just acting. And I had, like, that same show when they were outside with Alita, who plays the Madonna at the same time. Them two were outside, and I was trying to get them because there was a scene coming up, and I fell down those cobbled stairs, and it was funny because the comedian next door was Mike Epps, and he had his whole entourage, and there I am. And I totally fell down the stairs. I caught myself. The dress, that god-awful gold dress, goes up over my head. And I think I either had Hello Kitty underwear on or Wonder Woman underwear on. And there I am, Michael's entourage. It's not, hey, baby. And I'm like, I hope they realize that this is a costume. And I had to stay in character. And I have those huge shoes on, the dress up over my head, and I've got my butt hanging out of underwear with Michael Epps' entourage. I'm going, oh, my dear God. And I ran out and got Sean and such. And
Oh, my gosh. Just the ultimate commitment to your characters there.
Yeah, and playing the drunk and running around. I just really miss it. I mean, we got to go to other places, too, like special private venues. And
I always, like, carried around that bottle of hairspray and was doing everybody's hair in the audience and making everyone look goofy. And it's just good times.
Yeah. And so what have you been doing since the clubbing?
Well, I also did dinner theater with Mystery Cafe, which is another, you know, interactive type show where you can stay in character the whole show type of thing. And, you know, I've done, you know, all kinds of films and commercials and, you know, not as much theater anymore. And then of course, you know, starting, you know, my company and Talent Tools, and, you know, and that's keeping me busy, and also doing a little bit of casting and directing for film as well, and producing. So, you know, really enjoying working, you know, behind the scenes as well as, you know, in front of the camera. So it's been great, you know. I did want to tell you, too, I don't know if you remember this, but do you remember that one of your first stand-up shows that you did that I came to? I don't know if you remember this, like in 2008.
Oh, gosh. I think I've done a couple of shows. What happened?
Oh, no. Well, I just wanted to tell you that that was Valentine's 2008, and it was my first date with my husband. And so, you know, 5 years later, you know, we're married and everything, but we came to see your show on our first date, and I don't know if you know that.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah,
oh,
you're all part of the magic.
Oh, I feel special.
Yeah, you were totally part of the magic. And the whole, like, a bunch of Cloud of Bing people were in the audience. We all came to support you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Ray was there, and I think Donnie, and, I think there were a bunch of us there.
Oh, my gosh. That was, wow. I wish I had some, like, pitches or something to the show, because I remember doing it. It was like, I was so nervous, but I was just like, da-da-da-da-da-da, and it just would make people laugh, because I'm very animated, and I just, like, to bring it, even though I just found out that it's, you know, it's harder to do stand-up because everybody's staring at you and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, and just to bring the energy. And I think that same night, I don't remember what show it was, but there was a guy on the bar stool and he laughed so hard he fell off. And I don't know if it was it was that showing off, but he was at the bar. I was like, okay, I must be doing something right if I make some guy fall off a bar, you know.
Yeah, I know. You definitely did something right because you made us, you know, stick together. So, you know, thank you for the show.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's great.
I thought that would make you feel special, so I don't think I ever told you that. So,
oh, my God, I'm going to cry live on the air right now. I'm going to get some tissues. Oh, my Lord. I cannot believe this. I'm like, wow, I'm immortalized in your hearts forever.
exactly. So, now.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of your wedding. Sorry?
Oh, no, I was just wondering if you ever did the Awesome 80s Prom that was part of, with the same production company as the Cloud of Bing that we did together.
No, something, I was like, not Bellow Productions, but, when I went to audition, I went to just, it was just like, it was one of those things, and I'm like, it was an experience when, I don't know if they were from, like, New York, I don't know where these people were from, and I wanted to go in there, and Antonio was like, you know, I wasn't in a rush, so I was the last one to go in there. It was like one of those experiences where I was like, okay, it was a bad thing for me, and I was like, I try not to look, you know, try to, you know, not badmouth anyone, but when I went to audition, they didn't treat me too kindly, because I went in there, and they looked at me, and they didn't want me to audition, and I was like, and I got mad, and I was like, well, can I at least audition? And they're like, okay, and they kind of laughed, and I was just like, and then it's like after that, I was like, I don't think I want to be part of the show, because if you go to the audition, no matter what, even it's like, they were like, you know, I got up on that little box thing, well, not the box, the stage, and they just like looked at me, and it's like, can't you, you know, I let people go ahead of me. And I says, no, I says, I don't mind going last, because if people wanted to get home, they had farther to go, and I kept saying, no, you people go ahead of me, and I'll go last. And I went last, and I was like, wow, you know, trying to be nice and let people go ahead of me, you know, and I get treated like this. And I was like, well, it's something to go, not anything against Antonio or anybody part of the show. It was like, I get treated like that way at an audition. I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. I don't want to be part of the show. If that's the people that are running it and they treat me like that, I'll never work with people like that. I don't care who they are.
Right.
But, you know, once I'm like that, I just don't want to deal with people like that. And I was like, you know, it's just an experience. It's just one little thing. And we all go on to do bigger and better things.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering, because I ended up, I'm sorry that that was like that for you. I they didn't like put me in their main cast either. I ended up subbing in for a few shows, and you know, so it was fun when, you know, the regular people, you know, took over, and it wasn't the New York people. You know, I know the New York people came into audition and rehearse and everything, but yeah, it was fun, you know, once it got up and running and everything. So, but just
well, maybe it was different after it got taken over, but I was like, you know, it was just really one of those weird things that it was just like, it just left me with a bad taste in my mouth. And I'm going, that just like, when they said they didn't even want to see me audition, I was like, that's not right. And I was like, well, you know, maybe they're having a bad day. And it's just like, okay, that's just one of those things. And if people had fun during the show and they want to take it over and it's doing well, hey, good luck to them. You know, I don't wish bad upon anyone. I just, you just move on and you end up finding better things. And your talent tools, is it a casting show? I mean, casting company? I mean, what is it exactly? Do you help actors with headshots? I was reading a little bit about it.
Yeah, so basically trying to provide a one-stop shopping experience. I know that sounds corny, but, you know, I'm really trying to help actors with their marketing tools. And so I'm providing demo reels. I do demo reel editing. I do monologue filming for people who don't have footage for a demo reel. I create websites for actors, help them with make their resumes look, you know, the best that they can be, or if they don't have a resume yet, if they're just getting started, I'll make them one from scratch. You know, I do acting coaching, career coaching, you know, privately. I do dance coaching. I do workshops and events, headshots, headshot prints, business cards, postcards, comp cards, you know. I don't know if I listed everything, but there's a bunch of, you know, I'm helping actors write bios for IMDb and their website, you know, still pictures. So, and then I'm also doing casting as well. I recently cast a student film that had, you know, a little bit of a budget to it, you know, and, you know, I cast a Butler Hospital medical video recently and a SAG commercial. So, you know, the focus isn't casting, but it is part of it. So I don't know if that kind of helps, but, you know, it is a little bit of everything. And, you know, just trying to help actors and performers in the community, you know, be the best that they can be. So
it sounds like you got your hands full. And it's, I was trying to look at it a little bit, because I was like, I work actually like, you know, 10-hour day, and I was trying to actually, you know, trying to read a little bit about it, what was setting up the show. And I think there was a couple people that I read and said, no, is your husband involved in it? Do you guys have like a little partnership or something?
It's funny that you ask that because we just recently had a talk about that. He works part-time for a school for the deaf. He does accounting for them. So, you know, he does the accounting for the business, and he helps out with running the events when I have, like, a bunch of people here for, you know, when there's 20 or so people here and I need an extra hand. And he helps out in some other ways, but I am, you know, possibly looking to, you know, bring him on board to help a little bit more because as the business is growing, I'm needing, you know, more help. And, you know, I have a couple other people that are, you know, doing demo reel editing and writing of bios and things. So starting to grow more. And the photographer who does the headshots for actors and models is Dina Kay, and she's wonderful. And so we do a lot of things together. We do headshot and resume events, and we're going to be setting up some more events soon, too.
Oh, and so are you casting for any movies lately or anything?
Well, the most recent casting was the Fitchburg student film, and that is, we just had auditions for that on Sunday. I have another student film coming up with a student from City Purchase in New York that's filming his thesis project in Massachusetts. So that's in the works right now. And once those roles are released, probably actually within the next few days, I'll be posting that. And I post all of my casting notices on the Talent Tools Facebook page, which is facebook.com/talenttools. And I usually post the casting notices in other places too, such as newenglandactor.com and you know, newenglandfilm.com and Stage Source. But what else? I also have the website talenttools.biz, www.talenttools.biz, and you can learn more about the business there. And a lot of my products you can order online, such as the headshot prints and demo reels and the coaching and everything else, you know, can also be, you can just contact me about. And I don't know if I should leave, like, my number and email here, but if anybody wants to contact me, my email is Becky, B-E-C-K-I, at talenttools.biz, and my number is 978-835-5661. So if anyone needs to contact me.
So how did you get started getting into acting and then into this company?
Okay, so getting into acting, well, I started performing when I was like 3 years old. I started in dance, but, you know, I was really big into dance growing up, and I performed in choruses and school plays and things like that, but I didn't really get serious about acting until high school, and I was in, like, all my high school theater productions, and I decided that I really wanted to, you know, pursue this, so I auditioned for theater programs for college, and I ended up getting into Point Park University, which is a school in Pittsburgh. I grew up around here in Boston, but I left home to go to college out in Pittsburgh. They have a good conservatory of performing arts there. So I studied, you know, musical theater in college, and I wanted to be a triple threat and, you know, acting and dance and all that. And then I returned home after graduating and, you know, thought I was just going to live with my parents for a little bit and save up and, you know, eventually move to New York or LA or something like that. And, you know, and then the tax incentives, you know, were passed here and all this work started coming here and I was finding work here. And so I've been able to stay here and, you know, I was able to make, you know, a living as a professional actor, you know, for pretty much, you know, professional actor and choreographer. I was also choreographing musicals for kids and teaching kids. So I never really had a day job. I was always just doing all these, you know, all these gigs, you know, and just had like five different jobs, you know, performing in the clouding and choreographing musicals, and I was a standardized patient and, you know, all these different things. And Talent Tools kind of came about, you know, probably starting in like 2009, I started doing, helping actors with their resumes, and I started doing credit coaching and then started getting into And my brother made my acting website, and he said, you know, we can make acting websites for other actors. And, you know, little by little, it was just, you know, just pieced it all together and decided to, you know, I've been doing this stuff for longer than a year, but officially under the name Talent Tools for just a little bit over a year. So it was just kind of, you know, branding it and putting it all under kind of one, you know, business rather than, you know, Becky Dennis doing all this stuff. So hopefully that helps explain kind of how it came to be.
So you're definitely a hard working woman, you know, married. So how long have you been married for now?
I've been married for a year and a half, but we've been together, I guess, since that first date, you know. When you did your stand-up show. You made the magic happen.
Wow, me being silly and all. I really feel special.
I know. Yeah. So.
It's funny. I was like, I bring some magic to the world. I bring people together with love.
Yeah, your stand-up works magic, no. Yeah,
stand up for love and bring people together. Oh, you guys will be tattooed on my heart forever.
Yeah.
So, would you guys talk about kids? I mean, what do you guys talk about in your future?
I definitely, you know, think I want to have kids at some point. It's just, you know, I'm still young and, you know, the business since I started Talent Tools has really taken up so much of my time that I feel like I can't picture it right now because it's just too busy right now, and I think that would be kind of irresponsible of me right now to have kids. So I I'm just probably going to wait a little bit, and when things are the timing seems right, then yeah, you'll probably be seeing some kids from me down the line. So. Maybe some twins. You never know.
Yeah. That would be sweet, a little Becky running around.
Yeah. No, I've been told by, like, several psychics that I'm going to have twins. So, you know, you just never know.
Yeah, you just better be doubly prepared if you ever think of having kids.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm waiting even longer. Because I'm like, okay, I'm going to have twins.
Oh,
it's
going to
be a real doozy. So. And twins run in my family, too, so...
Yeah, it must be bugging you going, hey, you know, when are you going to have kids? Is that like a constant thing now that you've been married?
You know what, believe it or not, I kind of, you know, I know that that happens to a lot of people, but it's actually not too bad. Like, I'm not really getting that from people. Maybe, I don't know what you think, but like, I think some people think I look younger than my age, so maybe they don't bug me because of that. I don't know.
It's good because it's like, you know, it's kind of funny because like people just want to assume, okay, you're going to have kids right after marriage. But it's like, I believe that, you know, when people are ready for it, let them be ready for it. You know, if you want to be, you know, it's just something that.
Yeah, there's no need to rush into it. You know, I want to like, you know, live life and, you know, travel and do things that once you have kids, it becomes very complicated to do. So, you know, and I actually thought my mom might be bugging me a little bit more than she is, so hopefully she's not listening to this call.
Uh-oh, I'm causing chaos for you, Becky.
I have two older brothers, and my older brother has two kids, so she's got two grandkids to keep her busy, and the next one in line would be my other older brother. So, you know, so she should be working on
good.
Him next, not me. So, yeah.
Good. Anything else been happening besides getting married and starting your own agency? What are the plans you have for the future? Anything else?
Plans for the future. I mean, I'm really looking to, I directed a short film last year, and I really enjoyed producing and directing that. So, you know, in addition to, you know, running a business, I think, you know, doing more film directing and producing, it's really interesting to me. And I recently was involved with this class at BU with
advanced film directing students, and Carolyn Pickman brought me in as one of the actors for the class, but I was actually secretly excited just to be there to learn more about directing. So, you know, I've taken her acting class before, and it's wonderful, but it was a great experience to learn from Jan Eglison, who is, you know, a Sundance Award-winning filmmaker, about directing. So, you know, I don't know where it all fits into my schedule right now, but it's definitely something that I would love to do more of. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll work together someday.
Oh, my gosh, yes, I would love to work with you again, Shelley.
Yeah, it would be fun because I know it's like, you know, when you have that chemistry with certain people on the set and you're just like, yeah, I can work with that person again.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to. That would be awesome to reunite.
Yeah, because I'm like, you know, most definitely it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And what else am I doing? I mean, I'm like, you know, this might spook some people out, but, you know, I'm really into, like, spiritual things and, you know, taking classes on, you know, how to become a medium and things like that. So that's, you know, another passion of mine and something that I'm looking to grow and get in touch with more. So that's, you know, one of my hobbies.
Yeah, that's something. I mean, when you say a medium now, do you get a feeling for things or, like, what, when you say you want to become a medium, like,
yeah,
what,
I mean,
what?
I know I go down a slippery slope mentioning this because then, you know, you get people who are just, like, completely opposed to all of this stuff and people who think you're crazy. But, you know, I often have, like, dreams of things that come true, and I know when someone's about to say something or I know who's calling before looking, and I know, like, it's just, I think it's an ability that a lot of people have, or we all have, but we just need to, like, get in touch with, because it's, you know, I do believe we all have this sixth sense, and it's just something that we just don't know enough about yet to, you know, I think some people say you can't prove that, but it's, you know, I just don't think we know enough about it yet to rule it out, and I think that there's definitely abilities that, like, many of us have that we just need to learn about, so.
Yeah, and a person that I know that is actually into that, I don't know if you've, well, not into that, but he's actually, into metaphysical things, and he's actually, I don't know if you've heard of him, I call him my big brother, his name's Ahura, the Core Delusion,
mm-hmm.
A lot of people call him Z, he's actually the director, and he's also, I don't know the correct terms, because he deals with the medical physical realm, it's not something, like, I try to tell people, like, because they ask me, to do films on going on hauntings, and I go, look, I says, they figure because my brother, that's his thing, right? They think I'm kind of like him, and I'm like, no, that's not, I won't go out and use Ouija boards, I won't, if there's a set with the Ouija board, I don't want nothing to do with it. People are like, are you crazy? I go, no, it's not something I want to deal with, it's my own beliefs, and people are like, Shelley, come on a haunting with me, and I'm like, no, because I would be someone that would bring it back, I don't want nothing attached to me, and I'm like, you people are crazy that say, oh, I'm going to go film something in a haunting and have no background how to defend yourself. It's kind of like,
right.
I'm like, no, not something I'll do, I says, I'll just stick to, like, the martial arts films and stuff, thank you. I mean, call me, and, but, you know,
yeah.
As far as stuff like that, I won't dabble into that. I like to have my nice, calm, tranquility place where I live, and I don't want anything coming home with me, you know what I'm saying? People like, yeah, let's go to this place. No. You know, I already
work
in a big building that is, like, it's part of history, and a lot of people died in it, like, a lot of kids and stuff, because it was a mill, and in the history
mm-hmm.
of it, and it's just really funny because people have seen, like, ghosts and stuff, not anything bad, it's just they've seen things, and I don't really, like, see things, and people says there's another way to see, and they're like, you know, you can actually smell things or feel things, and it's like, I've smelled things,
mm-hmm.
like, smelled things like cigarettes, and there's, like, no cigarettes there, and, like, certain things, and it's like, okay, it's like, no, I don't want to see anything. People are like, oh, get in, like, touch with things. Like, no, I don't want
I'm like, that is not my thing. And it's like,
right.
Cause I guess if you're sensitive, you can pick up things. And I'm like, no. Everybody thinks no, not me. And says, I believe in God and such, but, you know,
yeah.
As far as, you know, with angels and such, but I'd rather stay on a path where I know I'll be protective mm-hmm. because I don't want to bring my defenses down. If you know, I'm just blabbing on
yeah.
here. I don't know if you can understand what I mean.
No, I know what you mean. You know, it's everyone's got their own, you know, teach his own, and, you know, everyone has their own comfort level and things that they, you know, believe in, and that's all cool, you know. Everyone's entitled to their own beliefs, so.
Yeah, so.
I know.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, I know what you mean. I was just saying I know what you mean, so it's all good.
Yeah, so, well, you said to get back to films and such, what you said about directing, are you planning on directing anything? Have you written anything? Is there anything else that you can talk about, or is it all secret right now, hush-hush, or?
You know, I last year I was, you know, involved with the, I produced and directed for the Boston 48-Hour Film Festival. You know, I don't think I'm going to be involved with it this spring because I don't think I can fit it into my schedule this spring, but I am possibly interested in directing and producing another short for possibly the New Hampshire 48-Hour Film Festival. I just think the timing might work out better for my schedule, so it's also a little bit less overwhelming. The Boston one, there was like 90 teams who submitted versus I think the New Hampshire one, like really a little bit smaller, so I think it's, you know, it might be a little, might work out a little bit better. So that's going on, and I recently produced the 26 Angels tribute video, which was for the victims in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. I don't know if you caught it, but it's on YouTube if anyone wants to look it up. It's the 26 Angels tribute video, and it has almost 20,000 hits right now, I think, and We're looking to do something, I believe, in June in Newtown, and it's going to be a live performance probably with the same group that was involved in the video, and, you know, I might be involved in choreographing a dance for a song for that, so, you know, that's probably coming up in the next few months, so I'll keep you posted as soon as more of that is, you know, planned and I know more about it.
Oh, good. I mean, anytime, let me know. I always tell people they're always welcome to be a guest on my show anytime, and I'm like, I'm trying to get caught up with guests, and I was like, hey, you know, I was like, okay, let's see how the schedule goes and trying to get more people on my show, and I always say afterwards, too, I see that people do listen to the show afterwards, and I had some other shows where over 1,000 people in the archives have listened to it. I says, I know people listen to the shows, and since it's on the internet, people anywhere in the world from any country can listen to my shows. And
that's amazing.
I was like, yeah, I mean, technology is really, really amazing nowadays, and people from, like, New Zealand have called into my show, people from England, I mean, all over the place. And then afterwards, even when the show's over, and it's the archives, people can still listen to the show because every time I post a show, more people listen to it. I says, hey, another thing, too, is because people have helped me out, I like giving back in this way. It gives free promotion to other people, and then they post this. You know, you can post it as many times as you want, and, like, you're welcome to be a guest on my show anytime.
Yeah, totally. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. And is there any, before I end the show tonight, is there any shout-outs, anybody you want to dedicate? I know you want to dedicate something to your husband now. Anybody else?
Oh, yes.
Family, friends, anything?
Well,
dedication time?
Of course I want to thank, you know, my husband for everything. I couldn't do any of this without him. And I want to thank Dina K Photography for all of her wonderful work on for pictures for Talent Tools. And I want to thank Andrew P. Wilson from Model Club for all of his support and for referring people to my company all the time. And and everyone else who's listening and who has supported me, and you know, Imagine Magazine for recently supporting me and putting an article in there about me as well. And of course, thank you, Shelley, for having me on.
Well, you're welcome. And once again, before I let you go into the show, where can people go and visit you once again? Where are your sites at?
So Talent Tools is at www.talenttools.biz, TalentTools.biz. And the Facebook page is www.facebook.com/talenttools. And you can also find my demo reels on YouTube. The channel there is Talent Tools, Inc. And I think that's it.
Oh, great. And I hope a lot of people, you know, tune into your page and stuff. And I hope and just wish you well and, you know, best for the future for you, Becky. And hopefully someday we'll work together again.
Thank you, Shelley. And, you know, I'm really hoping, too, that we get to work together. That would be wonderful.
All right, cool. And once again, I thank you for being a guest on my show.
You're welcome. All right, have a great night. Best of luck with everything.
Best of luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was really cool. A blast from the past and doing a Dennis Ada show with Becky. I'm telling you, the girl is awesome. And if you ever meet Becky in person, she just lights up. She lights up a room, and she has this big, gorgeous smile. She's a very talented young woman, you know, just driven and such. And every night that I do my show, I end the show with a song where I do a film that's called Falcare, and I feel very lucky and very blessed because along my way and as my path and that I've had meeting Becky and so many great people, my dream is to work with Jackie Chan. And on my path, I've met so many great people, and in a film that I'm working on called Falcare, I'm playing one of the leads and playing a Wonder Woman. I just cannot wait when we're actually in full gear with the horses, with our weapons, standing side by side, doing our battle. It's just a dream come true in a film called Falcare. So one of our songs is called The Battle Song. It's by the man, the myth, the legend himself, Horace the Core de Lisa, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. So like with anything, music sets the mood to a film. And I'm going to end the show tonight with the song Battle Song. And do remember that if you have a dream, you should go for it because you're as good as anybody else. And I just wish the best for everybody out there, for all the dreamers. Keep on dreaming. Everyone, have a good night.